Have you ever picked a dandelion, brought it to your mouth, and blown? The seeds usually go everywhere, but wild and into the wind, like great adventurers to far-off lands. But still, almost always, there's a few left, like in the picture or here, that won't let go. So you blow harder, and a few more release. But still some hang on, so you twirl them around in the air, drawing on the force of air around you to encourage them. Shake your hand, maybe. Still stubbornly, at least a couple remain. Sometimes in life, we're the ones doing the twirling and blowing. But just as often, we are the seeds drawn out into the unknown. Sometimes we easily let go. Others, we take a little more prodding. I don't know how it is in your family right now, but in mine, we're feeling a little like the seeds. My son Joseph, he just graduated from kindergarten, or he will this week. I imagine there's others who are graduating from kindergarten or finishing other school transitions. Probably more of you are just simply getting ready, geared up for the summer, something new. Since we're getting ready to move, my family is perhaps feeling just a little bit extra like the seeds right now. My kids had to pack up some of their books and toys, and they're starting to wonder who their new friends will be, what their new house will be like. We're also getting ready for summer camp. We're especially excited about the church day camp that will be here in 2 weeks, where we'll be exploring the 5 jagged rocks of Unitarian Universalism. Now, if you were a youth who's here, with Brenna, we have at least one, you've been exploring those 5 jagged rocks this past few months, and actually, if you've been following my blog, I've been blogging about them. If you've been to our district leadership school, you may have heard about them, but if you don't fall into any of the other of those categories, you might wonder what the heck we're talking about when you say 5 jagged rocks. Look, I have another few props. Now, there is a story that explains the origin of the 5 jagged rocks. But for today, let me say that the 5 jagged rocks are the tools of our faith that will allow you to meet and resist anything that would get in the way of human flourishing. Now, I like this phrase, human flourishing, because it is not simply about happiness, and it's not about any one person's happiness, but about our shared abundant life, flourishing. So these rocks, they're kind of jagged, because though we offer them to you, they will require that you hold them in the warmth of your hand, often, the fire of your own life, to polish them and make them uniquely your own. And they are jagged because we like particularity, and we sit in the shadow of the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. So they evoke that. And they are jagged because our faith is not always smooth and can be dangerous. Because if you're willing to engage it fully, it just might change your life. When we, like those dandelion seeds, are being pushed out into the unknown, these rocks are our guideposts to help assure us that all will be okay, to help us trust that the wind, that life, will carry us through. So, the first. Now, as I list them, I want you to think about if these seem surprising, then perhaps we have not hit upon the right jagged rocks. But perhaps These will resonate with you as, yes, of course, these are the tools of my faith from Unitarian Universalism that I draw on all the time. So let me begin. The first, each of us is worthy of love and belonging. We are good enough just as we are. We are lovable just as we are, which is not to say that we are perfect or that we never make mistakes, but that even in the midst of those mistakes, we are lovable. We are worthy. The second, we are all connected. We are all made of the same stuff. So holding life's beautiful diversity is a mysterious unity, which means that none of us is ever alone. Now, these first two you might have heard of in our first and seventh principle. Affirming our uniqueness, but also our interconnection. The third, we all hold a piece of the truth. All of us, young, old, men, women, trans, no matter your background, your education, you hold a piece. And we need all of us to understand a greater whole. And yet still, even with that, we can't know everything. Because truth keeps on unfolding. We don't yet know what the day or what life will bring. Fourth, our courageous love can transform the world, can bring big change. It means what you do matters. How you act matters. What you do, what we do matters. And anything is possible when we are guided by and act with this kind of bold and wise love. And finally, community. Committed community like this one helps us be our very best selves. Committed community like this one saves lives. Life is less than whole without these kinds of committed, trusting relationships. Whether through the hopes shared on our tree, the offering of prayers or our songs, the beautiful music, in our sharing of gifts, or through our flower communion we're about to celebrate, on this day, in all these ways, we are acting out these promises of our faith. We are reminding ourselves and each other that whether we are the ones scattering the seeds or if we're the seeds being scattered, we are all known and held by a greater love. Just as you are known and held by a greater love. Across the generations, across a diverse community of all ages, life greeting life. With these tools in our hands, these rocks, we can breathe into the journey, follow the call of our hearts, and leap. Amen.